Chapter 36, God and Money. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 6, verse 24. By ends, friends. In my dream, I saw Christian and Hopeful beginning to walk ahead of By ends. They walked further and further away from him. After a little while, one of them looked back a moment. He saw three men coming to By ends. By ends respectfully bowed down for them, and thus the three men greeted him too. The first man's name was Hold the World. The second man's name was Money Love. And the third man's name was Save All. They had been acquaintances of By ends for a long time already. They had previously attended the same school, had been in the same grade, and were friends. Their teacher was Mr. Gripe Man. Mr. Gripe Man was a teacher in the market town of Love Gain. That town lies in the country of coveting. Everybody there wanted to become rich. They all wanted to make much profit and never wanted to give anything away. The boys did not learn wise information from Mr. Gripe Man. He taught them to get as much as possible. Never give anything away, boys. Grab everything, just lie and deceive. And if that does not work, you just beat them, or you could act very friendly instead. Just say you think that person is very good, and then quickly try to get his money and his things. Also, act as if you serve God. You can get much money by doing that. And thus he taught his boys how they could become rich. The boys did their very best. In the end, they were so skillful at what their teacher taught them that they could have begun their own school to teach their skills to others. By ends was happy to see his old friends again. Soon they were busily talking. Suddenly, Money Love asked, "What kind of men are those in front of us?" All four of them then looked at Christian and Hopeful. "Those are two men who came from a far country," Byens answered. "They started their traveling in their own way." "Oh," Money Love said, "why are they not waiting for us? Then we can nicely travel together. We want to make the same journey as they are making, don't we?"
"We certainly want to," Byens said. "But those men in front of us are so precise and strict. They think they are the only ones who are right. If you think a bit differently, you do not belong. Even though you serve God very well, you are not allowed to walk with them."
Save All shook his head. "That is not good. But you know what? You can even read in the Bible that some people are too strict sometimes. Solomon wrote that we should not be righteous overmuch. Thus it is with these men too. No one does everything right. Everybody must go to hell, except for they themselves, of course. But oh well, you talked with them. What did you not agree with?"
"About our journey," Byens answered. "If you talk about that, they are so stubborn."
"What am I saying? They are stiff-necked."
"Can you tell us about it?"
"They always want to continue their journey, no matter how bad the weather is. But I have different opinions on that. If it is raining and storming, you will not see me on the way. I always look first whether the wind comes from the right direction and if it will go well. Not until then will I continue my journey."
"They risk everything. I do not do that. I first want to know if everything will go well, and not until then will I go."
"They stick to their own way.
even though all people are against it. I would never do that. I do serve God, but I also take care that it keeps going well with me. That is what I find the most important. They even continue, if they are called names or if other people tell lies about them, even then they are for religion. Well, not me. Then I would quit. I am willing to serve God, but then I need to be able to walk on my silver slippers. Also, the sun needs to shine, and other people should think I am good. Good for you, Hold the World praised him. That is how you need to do it. Keep it up. Listen, dear friend, those men you talk about are just foolish. If they want, they can keep everything they have. And now they are so foolish that they will lose everything. Let us be wiser. Yes, let us be as wise as serpents. Let us make sure we become rich when the sun shines, just like a busy bee which gathers honey in the summer. We just look for the sun, and if they are so foolish as to walk in the rain, just let them. Let us enjoy the good things in our life. Did not Abraham and Solomon become rich because they served God? And Job himself said that a child of God will get more and more gold. No, please, do not let us become as those men in front of us. We just agree with each other, Save all said. Let us talk about something else. Okay, Money Love replied. We will not waste any more words on that. Those men in front of us make it much too difficult for themselves. Everybody who believes in the Bible and in his own reasoning can have all the freedom he wants, just like us. Explanation. If you have ulterior motives, you are often greedy also. Then you always want to keep everything for yourself. Then you are also a friend of the world, for that is where your treasures are. Is this different with you? Are your treasures in heaven or on earth? Do you not know that? The Lord is willing to show us this. He says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. What you think of the most, where your heart is, that is where your treasure is. Beware of treasures on this earth. Before you know it, you will be a lover of money. Then money becomes the most important in your life. May you serve God to become rich. Dear brothers, Bayan said, I know something nice to talk about together. Curiously, the other ones looked at him. You and I are traveling together, are we not? Yes. Well, I'm going to ask you a question about that, he said. Imagine you are a minister or a salesman. On a certain day, you find out that you can earn more money if you are more zealous in serving God. Do you think this is allowed? Or are you not honest then? Sirs, Money Love said, I am willing to answer this. I like such questions, and I am able to answer them well. First, let us think about that minister. Imagine that man gets very little money from the congregation where he is preaching. On a certain day, he receives a letter from another congregation. The letter asks, are you willing to become our minister? You will earn much more money by us. But then you must promise to read your books more and that you will preach better and more often. You must also promise that you will preach a little different about some things than you do now, for that is what the people want. Exactly, Bayan said. That is what I am saying. Do you think that minister may go for that reason? I do not know why not, Money Love said. Is he not called for this? It is only fair. And is he not allowed to earn more money? God directs it that way, and he can go if he wants. And if he knows he will get more money for it, he will do his utmost. And that is only good. He must change somewhat, but who cares? Thus, he can show he is a meek, friendly man. So a minister may certainly move if he can earn more money somewhere else. That is not greedy or something similar. When Money Love noticed the others thought he answered this well, he immediately continued. Now the question about the salesman. Imagine this man hardly makes any money. Now he is looking around to see if he can find a rich woman he can marry. If he is successful, then at least he is not poor anymore. Also, there might be more people coming to his store. On a certain day, imagine he finds such a rich woman. The only thing is that that woman is more religious than him. That means he must become more religious too. And of course he will, for he wants to become rich. May such a man do this? Why not? It is always good to be religious, isn't it? It does not matter how, and it is certainly not wrong to marry a rich woman to get more customers in your store. Actually, only good things are happening. You marry a good woman, you get good customers, and you get much money, too. Very well, Money Love, that is an excellent answer, the other two men cried out. Those two men who walk in front of us would certainly not be able to speak about this. Come, shall we call them? Yes, let us do that. Sirs, sirs, wait a moment. Soon they caught up with Christian and Hopeful. In the meantime, they had agreed that Hold the World would talk with the two men. It was better if By Ends would not do this now, for he almost started a quarrel with them. That would not be smart. Hello, sirs, Hold the World began. We would like to ask you something. You may, Christian said. Imagine there is a poor minister or a poor salesman. These men would love to become rich. They notice this is only possible if they become more religious, and so they do. Do you think this is allowed? That is not so difficult, Christian said. Even a child can answer this question. You may not follow Christ to earn your bread, to become rich, I mean. That is awful. True Christians do not want to do that. Only heathens do, people who do not mean it, devils and sorcerers. I will give an example of each one from the Bible. First, I will give you an example of a heathen who pretended he was going to serve the Lord. There once was a man called Hamor. Read it in the Bible, in the book of Genesis. This heathen was the owner of an entire city. He fell in love with Dinah, Jacob's daughter, and wanted to marry her. But he understood very well that Jacob and his sons would only agree if the men of his city would be circumcised. That belonged to their religion. So they did. They joined the service of God. They did not join because they loved the Lord, but because they wanted Dinah. You see, these heathens thought they could serve God to become better. Now I'll give an example of people who pretend. They are called hypocrites. The Pharisees were such hypocrites. They visited rich widows. There they would pray beautiful and long prayers. They received much money for it. But God punished them severely. So they were pretending to serve God to become rich. I have a third example. I told you that devils want to become rich in that way too. Judas was such a devil. He wanted money for the poor people, but he just put it into his own pocket. At the end of his life, Judas was lost. Last of all, there are also magicians who do so. In the Bible, you can read about Simon the sorcerer. He saw that the disciples could perform great miracles. Then he thought, "I would like to have the Holy Spirit too. I am sure I can become rich with it. May I buy this gift from you?" he asked. Peter saw his purpose right away and punished him severely. So, all these people wanted to become religious in order to become rich. But on a certain day, they noticed that they did not get as much money as they had hoped. And do you know what happened then? Then they suddenly let go of their religion. You see that with Judas. I notice that you have different opinions of this. You think it is allowed. But I tell you that it is heathenish. It is hypocritical and devilish. If you want to become rich in this way, you will one day get your due reward. The three men looked at Christian with their mouths hanging open. It remained quiet for a long time. Then they slowly slunk away. A little later, Christian and Hopeful were ahead of them quite a bit. When Christian saw this, he said to his friend, "These men are not even able to say something against the words of a person. How will it end if they must die? Then they will not be able to exist before God's judgment. Oh, when the flames of fire shall grab them, they will not be able to go against it." Explanation. Is it possible that money rules over you? Yes, it is. Many people find money the most important thing in their lives. In the Bible, our money is sometimes called Mammon. Mammon actually became a god who wants to rule our lives. We can serve him as if he is a god. Can you serve God and your money at the same time? No. That is impossible. Either the Lord has the highest place, or your money and all the things of this world will occupy the highest place in your life.